The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Well, we have house-related duties this morning, like plumbers and stuff, so that's where Linda is. But good morning. Here it is, the 22nd of April, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Do you have the weather?
I do. Currently overcast, 48 degrees. It looks like today is going to be mostly sunny with a chance of showers later on with a high of 67, a low of 44. Tomorrow is going to be sunny with a high of 76, a low of 47. Sunday, sunny with a high of 81, partly cloudy Sunday night with a low of 51. On Monday, it's going to be partly sunny with a slight chance of showers Monday night with a high of 79, a low of 52. Tuesday, a chance of showers with a high of 73. And a low around 45. And Wednesday is going to be mostly sunny with a high around 72 and a low around 46.
So, showers today, maybe?
Hopefully. Well, that just looks like a slight chance.
Yesterday we got inundated. Anyway, weather reports brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, they just treat their customers wonderfully. You know, all the propane comes out of one tank, so it's the way you treat your customers. And Shasta Gas Propane is just outstanding in the way they do that. It's a veteran-owned business, and they give discounts to seniors and veterans. You can give them a call, 365-3793. It's Friday, Haven Humane, Katrina.
Good morning.
And your buddy is?
My name is Reed.
Reed, hang on, Reed.
My name is Reed.
There you go. So is it two of you because this dog is just so attractive that people are going to try and kidnap it on the way around?
No, Reed just tagging along today.
Oh, good. Well, that's fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so tell us about, I can't remember her name.
Her name is Rosie.
Rosie.
And she is the sweetest dog
she
in
is.
The world. She is so sweet. We have her as a boxer mix. She's mostly white and has some, like, tan splotches on her head and ears.
Oh, she is a sweetie.
Yeah, no, she's super sweet. She's 6 years old, so she is considered a senior.
Wow.
But she's just super cuddly. She's definitely the kind of dog that just wants to be in your lap all day.
She snuck up and put her head in. I was talking to you, and of course your hands are hanging by your sides, so she snuck up and put her head under my hand, and I went, that's cute, you know, that's cute. Jared, how you doing for dogs?
Still got the two.
Okay, just checking. Okay, so how'd you get Rosie?
So Rosie came to us as a stray, so of course we don't know much about her background. But we've had her about 90 days, and it's safe to say everyone at the shelter is completely in love with her. She is just such a sweet, wonderful dog. Definitely more laid back, so if you're someone who's wanting a really nice companion, I think she would do great.
Okay. And she's got a cute little green neckerchief on. And so how does she when you walk, you think?
Really good.
Really good.
She's good on the leash.
And she gets along with people and other animals?
Yeah, she gets along with people of all ages great, and she seems to do fine playing with other dogs. We do think she'd do best as the only dog in the house or with a really submissive dog.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
she wants to be in charge.
Okay, so Rosie gets her photo taken. Yes. Okay. Look over here. Oh, turn around. Oh, or you can. Okay, you. I just lost control. Here we go. Oh, the cookie. It's the cookie trick. We show Rosie the cookie, and she gets her photo taken. Works every time. What else is going on?
Yeah, so tomorrow, so Saturday the 22nd, is the third installment of our kitten shower.
You mean the 23rd, I hope.
Today's
the 22nd.
Thank you.
Okay.
On the 23rd, and it's going to be on our YouTube channel, Haven Humane Society. So we've already had two episodes previously kind of introducing our kitten nursery, what we do there, the kittens that are there. This one is going to be a slightly longer video. It's going to have a little bit more explanation, more kittens playing. And there's also going to be a link so you can buy the kittens things they need off of their wish list. Because we get a lot of little tiny neonatal kittens with no mamas, so they do need a lot of supplies so they can grow big and strong.
Okay. All right. So what time does that start?
I don't know exactly what time they upload it.
So we just... Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it'll be on our YouTube channel, which is just Haven Humane Society.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, for two more weeks, we're still doing our Stuff the Bus food drive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's really exciting. It's $25 adoptions if you bring in some non-perishable human food. So we're doing that until May 6th, so 2 weeks from today is when it ends. It's a really good time. We have a lot of dogs right now, and we have a lot of younger dogs, a lot of pups. So $25.
You got a lot of puppies in there?
Yeah, we've got some younger ones. We've got a pretty big variety right now. So if you're looking to add someone new to your family, now is the time to do it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you heard that here. You heard it here, right here on KCNR Free Fire Radio, that you've got puppies and young dogs down at Haven Humane, and this could be a good time to find one and raise it right.
Definitely.
As opposed, you know what, but Rosie, you are such a sweetheart. And so she's older and she's a little bit settled down. She's housebroken. She walks alongside you. Yeah, you know, there's pluses to having an older dog.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, and you can still teach old dogs new tricks. I don't care what they say.
No, it's so true, and she's really smart and very receptive.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, thank you very much. And get into your YouTube. Is it YouTube? Is it on YouTube, your kitty thing?
Yeah, it's on YouTube, and I think we're going to be posting about it on our Facebook page as well. So if you don't, yeah, you can follow that link.
Where'd Rosie come from? Stray?
She was a stray.
You know, doesn't it amaze you that you have nice dogs like this, obviously been taken care of, and they just end up strayed?
It's
so
wild.
So you have to think about, did they, you know, did she roam for, you know, several miles away from her home, and her family, you know, thought, I don't know what they think. They're not looking for. I can't imagine they just, you know, turn her out, drop her off someplace. So there are a lot of people that do that.
It's really baffling, though, because she's such a wonderful dog.
Yeah, she really is. Okay, thank you very much.
Of course, thank you for having us.
You betcha. Hey, you know, having a good night's sleep is one of the wondrous things that you can do. Hey, Katrina, could you hand me that, please, that red... Is able to have a good night's sleep is wondrous. You know, sometimes if you haven't slept well, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So, you know, and there could be any number of reasons you don't sleep well. You stayed up too late. You ate too late. You know, the pepperoni pizza at 10 o'clock may not have been the best idea. But when you get a chance to sleep, when you've had a chance to sleep, you realize that, wow, this is special. But it shouldn't be special. It should be every night. And if you do certain things, like not eat pepperoni pizzas before you go to bed, if you have kind of like a regular time you go to bed and all this, it really helps if you're going to get a good night's sleep. But and a huge, huge asset in this, of course, is a Sleep Number bed. Our Sleep Number bed that we've had for years, it gives us the opportunity to sleep better. We are able to adjust the firmness of the mattress on either side. Linda's Sleep Number setting last night was 30, and my Sleep Number setting was 50, which is a change from the 65 or 70 that I usually slept on, depending on what, you know, what's happened, how much we work out during the day and all that. And you can do that. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. And now you can save $1,000 on Sleep Number's most popular smart bed, the IA360 smart bed, only for a limited time, here at Sleep Number stores or at sleepnumber.com. Of course, you want to go to the Sleep Number store at the Target Shopping Center, and you want to try it out. You want to go out, and they've got like six, seven beds in there. Try them all out. See the one that works for you. That's Sleep Number. We'll be right back.
We just don't feel safe. Kids shot by stray bullets, gangs overrunning neighborhoods, children we know dying from drug poisonings, and the politicians supposed to be protecting us side with criminals or just don't care. California's never felt so hopeless.
I'm Nathan Hochman. California is under attack and I intend to stop it. I've spent years prosecuting criminals. As an assistant U.S. Attorney General and head of a California fraud task force, I locked up violent criminals, drug traffickers, corrupt politicians, and financial predators. As Attorney General, I'll crack down on cartels and gangs, get fentanyl and dangerous narcotics off the streets, lock up violent criminals, and prosecute corruption. My mission always has been and always will be to protect California families.
Nathan Hochman, an Attorney General who will keep us safe.
Paid for by Nathan Hochman for Attorney General 2022.
Everyone should feel safe in Shasta County, period. This is Baron Browning. Being a father and a Marine, and the Mayor of Anderson has taught me that effective leadership comes from the willingness to put your own agenda aside and communicate with everyone. The people of Anderson did just that, and together we've made it one of the greatest and safest communities to live in. Let's make sure that all of our public safety personnel are not hamstrung with low funding and staffing by providing them the resources needed to keep our communities safe. Vote Baron Browning for Shasta County Supervisor, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
In 2019, Christopher McHatton killed Stephen Johnson with a hammer. The big question, why? The Shasta County District Attorney spent hundreds of thousands of taxpayer dollars only to have the murder conviction reversed on appeal. Why? Because Ben Hanna, Stephanie Bridget's right-hand man, quote, misled the jury. The appellate court stated the magnitude of the error was great, prejudicial, and requires reversal. Now Shasta County taxpayers will be forced to fork out thousands more for retrial. It's time to restore competency to the DA's office. Paid for by Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidates or candidate
committee. Go big to feed your dinner bear with Black Bear Diner's brand new wow-sized 14-ounce USDA Choice Porterhouse Steak Dinner. Served with veggies and your choice of side, including our brand new house-made creamy cheddar cheese mac and cheese. This dinner will fill your plate and your belly. Get it now at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
One 100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Welcome back to Tree Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Linda Bott. Linda is on house assignment today. Now, don't take that wrong, but the plumbers are coming in. I'm not sure what they're doing. Linda's on top of that. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, Shasta Regional Medical Center has received the highest awards from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services in receiving 4 out of 5 and 5 out of 5 stars. in areas including heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, lack of surgical complications. Those are important. When you're making your choice, where, you know, which hospital you want to go to, you want to go to one that's on the cutting edge of everything that's happening, and that's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. I'm here with Ken Cosner and Matt Goodwin because today kicks off cool April nights.
Yes.
Okay.
Finally. Yes.
Okay. I'm only laughing because it does. You know, it seems like,
you know,
it seems like it's been forever.
I know it.
You know, but wow. Y'all are back, and you're back in strong.
A lot of, if you go on our online on coolaprilnights.com, K-O-O-L, April Nights.
Which I'm looking at right now.
You've got a schedule of events that's going to take you all through the week, and print it, carry it with you, go to all the show and shines, and have a great time. The weather's supposed to be fantastic.
Okay, now Matt Goodwin's with us too. And Matt, what do you do here with Cool April Nights?
Well, I'm the service manager at Lithia Chevrolet, and there we go.
Yeah, get into it, buddy.
And we partner up with the Cool April Nights for that event, and we have an engine down there that we gets raffled off that we put together. And
okay, tell me about this engine. I mean, I don't know a lot about cars. You know, the key goes in, starts, drive it around. You know, I drive a 16-year-old truck. Okay, does that tell you anything? Okay, F-150. I love it. Okay, so what kind of engine is this?
Well, this is a Chevy engine.
Oh, okay.
It comes from the Chevy store. So
oh, okay. So you all were like built it or put things into it. Like,
oh, super, it's a nice engine.
It's a supercharged.
It's a ZZ6, 420 horsepower.
Oh, okay.
I'll put that in any of my Camaros.
We stepped it up this year, so it's a little more unique motor, has a little more technology than we've included in the past, so it's going to be a good score for someone that wins.
So somebody's going to win this.
Yeah. Yep.
How do you win this? How do you enter?
Here's a raffle. You could buy tickets at Lithia.
Okay.
We'll have them for sale at some of the show and shines as well as the engine.
You've got a big show and shine at Lithia tomorrow.
They do.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice day.
That kicks it off. Today we have it like a pregame show downtown, right down the street.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a fun kicker. And then Lithia kicks it off with the show and shines on Saturday at 10:30.
Yep.
Everybody can't wait. I mean, everybody's going to be able to get their cars out and have a good time.
What kind of engine is it? A ZZ, did you say?
ZZ6.
A ZZ6.
Yeah.
Will that fit in my F-150?
Well, it would be an upgrade all the way around.
Yeah, upgrade, because you're going from a Ford to a Chevy, so you got it. I'm a Chevy guy, so.
I know you are.
Or the hammer, you get your thing to
But
fit.
You know what? I've been there when you had your the Camaro, little barbecue over at our mutual friend's house, the Goins, and there's some really nice cars. You get a barbecue and you get really nice cars. Yeah. It's kind of like a private show and shine.
Rick's got some nice cars. Yeah.
And who was it drove in there and lifted the hood on his, he had some, what was it, his Volkswagen or something? He lifted it.
Yeah.
Because he just drove in or something. Anyway, really nice cars. Okay, so what's going to happen today? You've got something right down the street here. Yeah, Market Street.
Yeah, it's the Viva Downtown Ion. Uh-huh. It's happening today from 3 o'clock to 7. There'll be food, drinks, a lot of nice cars, and it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
right here.
There won't be any rain then. The rain is supposed to have cleared off by then.
You just said a four-letter word.
Well, you know what? Never rains on Cool April Nights.
No.
It never rains.
Wipe that smirk off your face, Carl.
It doesn't rain
in
rodeos either.
No.
No.
No, but this week looks pretty darn good.
It does. It looks real good. We just looked at the forecast for this week. It's going to be great. Okay, so then tomorrow, of course, everybody's going to run down to Lithia. You could start at Lithia because you've got several of these things
going on. Yeah, you start at Lithia, then go to Anderson River Park, and then Big League Dreams, and then in between – we're going to do something a little special. We're going to have everybody try to cruise through the Reading Veterans Home, which is great. They sit out there and give the thumbs up, and those guys know cars, all of them. So that's going to be a
People just drive out there and be just come through, right?
Yeah, and they'll lead you through.
Yeah,
and
yeah. They're looking forward to this.
They are. They are.
And next year, I know they'd like to get a show and shine or something out there too.
Yeah,
if they've got the ability.
That's right. And he said, just make sure everybody knows it's just going to be a slow cruise through and then leave. And then it just goes on. You know, Kent's meet is Sunday, and Kent's has been with us for, I think, the beginning.
Wow. Well, what year is this?
31st. It would have been 31st. It would have been the 33rd, but we had a little COVID incident, so. But
we're not going to talk about that.
No.
You know,
No. But there's some new ones are Colts 45. You know, they've been around. Tiger Field has been around. I just found this out yesterday for like 100 years.
Yeah. And Rick Bassetti and the gang down there.
Rick Bassetti is.
And they've got it fenced in also.
Yeah. They're going to park on the field.
Park on the field. Yeah. Now, what do you see at a show and shine? You know, people are out there. You know, new to the area, or they've never actually been to a show and shine. They know about Gallipoli Nights. So what do you expect at a show and shine?
If you go to the show and shine, and you'll see a lot of polished up cars and something you probably owned in high school or had before, or you sold it or you did something. You'll see a lot of nice cars.
I had a 66 Volkswagen. Well, people like you had 66 Camaros or 65s or 57 Chevys.
No, in high school I had a 64 Baja, Volkswagen Baja.
Oh, okay.
Then I went to a Vega. Then I went to a Camaro, and I never stopped buying.
Linda had a Pinto with the black and white checkered interior that her dad bought for her. It was one of those orange ones.
Sweet. You know, those are going for good money now.
You know what? If she had kept that, she could have.
I know.
She could have bought a brand new car.
Especially the station wagon Pintos.
Oh.
I don't get it, but whatever, whatever you like.
Whatever floats your boat there.
That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
And so, and how many cars have been entered in Cool April Nights this year?
Right now, we're close to 1,400.
Wow. And where do they come from, Ken?
All over. I mean, a lot of Reading, a lot of out of state, different areas, Washington, L.A.,
everywhere. You've got people coming in from literally all over the United States, really. And people come here just to see this.
Because they bring their car, but
other people just drive in just to see it.
I got four friends from Sacramento coming in without cars, but they're car people. They love it. And they're all coming in.
Well,
just
who wouldn't appreciate? Because I'm not a car guy. I mean, I'm sorry, but you know,
don't apologize.
I mean, guys growing up in my age group and all that, everybody's cars. I never got into cars.
Yeah.
But I appreciate cars that have been taken care of and worked. You know, and seeing some of these from the 40s and the 30s and the 50s. I mean, they're like showroom quality.
Yeah.
In fact, maybe even better than they drove off the showroom.
And just ask somebody about their car. They'll talk to you for about a half an hour or so.
I never ask anybody.
Yeah.
Well, how much you got in this car? You know, it's kind of like asking a rancher. How big is your ranch?
Yeah.
But they'll talk to you if you know them. Oh, well, you know what? I have this much in parts.
Yeah.
You know, because I had, you know, and it's... Is it like a treasure hunt trying to find a part someplace for an older car?
It is. I mean, I found them from all over online is a beautiful thing.
Uh-huh.
And then they've got some catalog places that you could buy parts. And but I like to get the original. Sometimes I found a console from Wisconsin, and I bought it.
Do you all have like a secret internet site, you know, like it says parts?
We do, and then we go to swap meets, and we find parts. So.
Okay, so trying to have your car as original as possible is that like nirvana?
It's pretty popular, but the new modified cars now with the car looks old, but inside it's got every new thing you can imagine. That's becoming
those are kind of cool.
Those are really cool. You get in them and drive them. So
see, when I talk to somebody about it, and if they, you know, if I know them, they'll tell me, well, I have this much in parts. They, you know, I never ask them, well, how much labor you got in this? Because there's just, it's countless hours.
It's a labor of love.
It's countless hours. And sometimes three or four of you get together and work on somebody's car. I mean, if you tried to figure out how many hours, how much do your mechanics make over there, Matt? I mean, they've got to be making more than, $15 an hour, right?
They certainly are.
Yeah. So you figure if you get four guys in there that know what they're doing working on a car, that's easily a $2,000 night.
Well, so in high school, we had no choice.
That's right.
We couldn't afford to take it in. So we all got together and just had a great time.
Hey, I'm here with Ken Cosner and Matt Goodwin from Cool April Nights. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in a minute. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank has been around for 15 years. 15 years, it's hard to believe that, but they're locally owned, locally operated. In fact, Matt Mosley, a well-known family in this town, has taken over there in June to be running the banks at Cornerstone Community Bank. There's four of them, of course, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, 1845 California Street, right down from the Show and Shine today. One over at the Cobblestone Shopping Center, and that's the main branch, and, of course, the newest branch in Anderson at 2727 Ventura Street. Cornerstone Community Bank has been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. We'll be right back.
Get your motors running and cruise down to Wind River Resort and Casino Sunday, April 24th for our annual Show and Shine. No need to sign up. This free event is from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. Space is limited, so get here early. Show your classic car and enjoy a hot dog meal, $10 free slot play, and a t-shirt. Additional hot dog meals available for $5. Favorite car wins $50 free slot play and a hotel stay. Bring the whole family and find your moment at the river.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims.
Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House. Pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. Good morning. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, Redding's Dish Premier local retailer. Don't call 800 number, call Doug Tooley over at B&T Satellite. Been here for over 30 years. With Dish, you get TV's only two-year price guarantee if you call the local number 241-3474 to see how to get Dish and why it is America's simple, reliable home entertainment solution. And Doug Tooley, like I said, is a local guy. He's a veteran. He's been in the business for 30 years, and he knows what he's doing. You're not going to be sorry. 241-3474 today. I'm here with Matt Goodwin from Lithia Chevrolet, and you're in charge of the service department?
Yes, that's correct.
I want to talk to you a minute. and, of course, Ken Cosner, longtime friend. In fact, he and his partner, Perry Cremains, had the wheel-making company.
Skyway.
Skyway.
Yeah.
That was, I mean, sold tires everywhere in the world for so many years.
Millions of wheels. We shipped all over the world. Yeah.
And it's fun getting to know both of them.
Yeah.
You two are such personalities, and I mean that in a good sense. It's amazing to see how you two could work for so long together. I mean, you both are kind of type A's.
Well, we keep it a lot of humor, too.
Yeah. I could see that with
you. We hunt together. We played a lot of racquetball together. We do a lot of stuff.
But yeah.
Great guy.
I see Perry on a regular basis.
Yep.
I see you now and then, but mainly during cool April nights. And I see Perry because I hunt.
Sure.
And see him that way. But here was this great business. But at some point.
At some point,
you got to move on. Yeah.
The opportunity came, and really no one was following up in my footsteps and everything.
Yeah.
And we just decided let it go. But we said keep making those wheels in the U.S. and they still make them in Mississippi. So
yeah, that was part of the deal, from what I understand.
Yeah,
now you're not going to move this overseas.
Yeah.
Okay. And they are still making those wheels.
Yes, they are.
And now, which leads us to the next one. You said nobody was coming up behind you, really. So young people who have a tendency to be into their phones and other things, are you seeing interest out there in younger people in high school and college?
And they ask a lot of questions, good questions. I love to answer all those questions. And I said it last time I was here. I said when they look at the chrome handle on my door and I roll the window up, they just like freak out. Like, what in the world is that? But you know,
I remember when when I was buying cars years and years ago, and they had the electric door, you know, the windows, and people were saying, "Nah, get to keep the handle, because those things, you know, what if they don't work? Yeah, what are you going to do?
If you slam the door, they won't work.
Yeah, I know. And then now,
yeah,
Matt, they're pretty indestructible, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Mine slowed down a little bit. It's been 17 years.
Yeah.
So it slowed down a little bit. So you see some interest then in young people.
Oh, absolutely. And talk about phones. They take pictures like you wouldn't believe of the engine compartment, the inside of the car. They love that. One girl says, "What's that thing with the white ball on it?" "Nah, that's a gear shift. You shift gears." "You what?" "Yeah."
"Why is if you want to make sure your car's not stolen, have a manual transmission. They're going to look at it and go,
"Why do you have three pedals down there?" But they're great. They don't know, and they love the answers. And I let them sit in the car, and they. I just think that's a generation we need to keep moving up.
Well, let's hope so. Now, yeah. Matt, let's just talk a little bit about kids at Wrench. It used to be that back when I was growing up and years afterwards, and, of course, all before, it's Shade Tree Mechanics. People would be doing things to their cars, fixing them, doing things like that. But that's changed, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's almost...
With our new cars.
Yeah, it's almost gone away. It's an interesting field now. It's you're trying to find the person that is still willing and has the knowledge to wrench and get their hands dirty, but also is just as good with a laptop, because half of what we fix is with programming anymore. So it's
in computer chips and things. Yeah. But you still need somebody to get in there. And I mean, things can happen like to your cylinder or something like that. You still have to take that engine apart.
Oh yeah,
and fix it, or brakes, or things like this. I mean,
yeah, got to be best at both worlds now.
Is it hard to find? Is it difficult to find good mechanics nowadays?
Very difficult. Yeah, it's a difficult field to begin with. But like I said, to be good at both of those things. You know, it's always been hard to find someone that's good at wrenching. Now you got to find someone that's also very good at with the computer and programming. So to put those two together and get someone that wants to get in that field is difficult. Yeah, we do. We build them from within now. We've a progression plan within the dealership of building our own technicians, and it's been really successful. And I think we're going to find that's the only way to be able to do it in the future.
I've talked to a master mechanic one day, and he said, if you're really good, you don't go home with oil on you. Yeah. It's all on your fingertips, and this was years ago. He says, I mean, I've changed oil before and literally been hit right between the eyes with it.
In the mouth, nose.
It goes down. Oh, yeah. Okay. Maybe I should have been standing on the other side here when I loosened it up. But it's a good paying job too.
It is.
It's a family sustaining wage.
It is. It's a performance based job. The better you are, the more efficient you become.
Are there any training areas? You say you bring them up from within. And I can see that. You get somebody that starts doing something, and then you start training them the Lithia way on how to repair. How about, Shasta College has a diesel mechanics program out there. Do we need our community colleges, not just diesel, but other types of repairs for autos? Would that be a help?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, not only does it prepare them for what they are going to expect or what they're going to see and give them a good foundation that we can build on, but it also gives us a great resource to be able to hire from. You know, it's the two things we don't have necessarily. That diesel program is fantastic, so we can gain those applicants, but if they expanded that would be even more beneficial.
Now, is it getting more specific too? Like, you're trained to work on a Chevy or a Ford or a Beamer or things like that. I mean, is it that specific nowadays? Or if you're good at one, you could probably move over to the other one without too much problem.
Yeah, that's how it certainly used to be, but no, it's more and more specific, and I think the manufacturer is driving that. So it's they really are trying to dial down to where they're a GM technician is what will work on their vehicles, especially with the program, and there, a lot of places are locked out. It's it's going to be done by a GM technician, and Ford's going to be done by a Ford technician. And so to try to branch those out,
becomes more difficult. Huh?
It is, and we do that, and we have a fleet center, so we do a lot of Ford and Dodge as well. So it's
I was going to say, yeah, because people will bring in different types of cars to you too.
Absolutely.
So you, okay,
and we sell different brand used vehicles
right.
as well.
Used so vehicles, right?
We certainly have to be good at them all, but it's another challenge on top of itself. So you got to be caught up on different brands and have
okay.
their software.
Now this is how specific it can get. Linda has a Nissan, and she loves it. It had somehow got a little tear in the upholstery on the seat on the side. We came out to you because you had a guy working there. That's what he does. And somebody told us about it, and we wandered around, and one of your technicians said, "Oh no, he's right out there," and he fixed it. And it was, but that's what he does. He repairs all the interiors of these cars, and he seems to be pretty busy out there.
Oh yeah, he's busy.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Hey, I'm sitting here with Matt Goodwin, who I was just talking to, who is heads up the service department at Lithia, and talking about this as a profession. You can grow in it. You can get more than a living wage. You can raise your family on it by working as a technician, mechanic at these places. You see a lot of local other places that have opened up for, their own businesses like this. And once you find somebody that can take care of your car, it's kind of like, oh, I'm with him.
Yep.
Yeah. Or her. Are there many women in this now?
Oh, yeah. That's certainly
okay.
Growing. On the sales side, that's a lot of females on the sales side, and they're growing into the technician side as well. It's been exciting to see that happen as well. I think I've been kind of the forefront of watching that happen. So
okay, great. Fun. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get back into Cool April Nights itself because we're going to talk about some of the new ones that are happening, but also we got to talk about the cruise. Okay.
Absolutely.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. It's a veteran-owned business. He doesn't take a chance with your safety, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Let Jeff have a shot at it because he can fix it. He can save that windshield. He fixed about a 10-inch crack on my windshield in 2007. And it hasn't grown. You still can't see it. That's pretty good. For a free inspection and analysis, stop by 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. We'll be right back with Cool April Nights.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Stephanie Bridget boasts about her significant trial and leadership experience. Shasta County voters want the truth. Under Bridget's leadership, her team has failed to protect Shasta County families. In 2021, Bridget's team only won 63% of felony cases. In 2020, 65%. In 2019, bummer year, 55%. 2018, 56%. Unbelievable. These are some of the lowest numbers in the entire state of California. The conviction rate should be around 80 to 90%. Let's create a safer Shasta County by getting rid of Stephanie Bridget.
Paid for by a Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate.
Did you know staying active can reduce your risk of developing Alzheimer's and dementia by 45%? 2.5 hours of moderate physical activity each week is recommended. Activity for 15 to 20 minutes a day can make a difference. Take a walk, go for a swim, or dance in your living room. For more healthy brain tips and resources on Alzheimer's and dementia, visit ShastaHealthyBrain.com. This message is from Shasta County Health and Human Services, supported by the California Department of Public Health Alzheimer's Disease Program Healthy Brain Initiative.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by, and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Yeah, if you listen to the rest of the song, Johnny Cash, working on the assembly line, took a part every day. And he built a, what was it, a 56, 55, 56, 57, 58?
What a great song, too.
It is.
You're going to hear a lot of old classics this week.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Hey, I'm here with Ken Cosner and Matt Goodwin from Cool April Nights. You said something's happening on the 24th. No, I'm sorry, maybe that's wrong. That's not the right date. But it's with the Save Mart. Has got something going.
Yeah, new with us. Well, they were going to be new with us in 2020, but we all know what happened. But yep. They're new. They're having a show and shine at their place. And I don't know if anybody's ever seen it. I have. They have a huge red shopping cart with a, I don't know what size engine. It's got to be something 350 or bigger that they drive around, and they'll be driving that around on the cruise. They have
a shopping cart.
It's huge. Is it mag wheels?
Is it pre-79?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the engine is. And he drives it from inside the cart, and he'll have, I don't know who he's going to have in that cart, but they're going to cruise it.
You can put people in the cart.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it. I mean, wait until you see it. There's a lot of pictures will be taken of that cart.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you ever see it, Matt?
I haven't.
Oh, man.
I haven't even heard of it.
I'll tell him to go and get the engine oil changed at your at Lithia.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, what else?
And then we have, like we talked a little bit about, we got so many.
Okay, here's one thing I want to talk about before we run out of time.
Okay.
Is you can buy a bracelet
yeah.
that's good for everything.
All access.
It gets you an all access. And yeah. It's $25.
$25 at all the Napa stores right now.
All the Napa stores. You can go in right now and buy a bracelet here that gets you into every event.
Yeah. All the
music.
Yeah.
All the show and shines. The big show on Saturday. Everything.
Yeah.
What a great deal that is. You don't have to go 10 here, 10 there, 10 there. No, $25 for the whole week of show and shine.
That's a bargain.
Oh no, it's a great deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you're saying, where's that? It's at the Napa Auto Parts store.
And then we have, which is always here, is the Reading Chamber Mixer at Crown Motors. And that's on Thursday from 5 to 8. That's always a good show. We have the Simpson University is new. That's going to be a good show. We love when kids are involved, like Enterprise High School and all the high schools. We love that. And just a lot of good shows.
Now, Reading Drag Strip.
Reading Drag Strip.
Going to have one, and I'm sure they're going to have events going on.
Yeah, and it's new owners of the Reading Drag Strip. It's actually Reading Motorsports Park, and they're going to have, they've been doing a lot of work to that, so that'll be a good show to go to on.
And that's called the Reading Auto.
Reading Motorsports
Park.
Motorsports,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk cruise.
Cruise. Yeah.
Do you drive in that?
Yes, I do.
How many cars are in it usually?
Huh.
I mean, gotta be most of them.
They can go from 1,500 to 2,000.
Okay, and it goes, the main drag on this is Hilltop.
Yes.
And people start getting, and I'm not exaggerating here, some people start the night before putting their chairs out.
Chairs and roping
early,
out their area.
They rope off their area. And, you know, and the funny thing about this is everybody respects that. Nobody's going to come in and move your chairs. If you, all along Hilltop, and you're going to see some of the most unique, cars, and some cases trucks.
There's going to be trucks, cars, you name it, a shopping cart, like I said.
You'll see some, you'll only see here at Collegial Nights.
And if you, have you ever been in a car cruising?
No.
Oh man, there's thousands of people lined up and they're all wanting you to peel out and do all
stuff
you can't do.
You can't do that.
But you just maybe rev up your engine and that.
You can do that.
That thrills them.
You know, Linda got somebody to spin his wheels when we were out there one time broadcasting it. And people came running over. Oh, no, don't ask him to do that. Linda goes, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You know, so.
The cruise is going to be fun. That's always fun. The weather looks good. It's just going to be a lot of fun. We've got it starting at 6:30 to 8 o'clock. But
now next Friday, we want you to come up to the Benton Air Park, and we're going to do a remote from right there. And it's the
O'Reilly's
Auto Parts and Benton Air Park Show and Shine. Is it going to be out in the runway there, or out in that area?
Out in that area. Yeah, and there's usually a couple hundred cars there, and it's nice.
Now, we're going to be there and do our show from there from 7 to 9.
Yep.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We are looking forward to it. We're going to be talking to people like Ken and other owners of vehicles, talk to us about their vehicles. We're going to walk around out
there. How long are you going to be there?
From 7 to 9.
7 to 9. Well, if you're going to talk to people about their cars, you might be there from 7 to 9 p.m.
Or 7 to 9 the next morning.
Yeah.
But we've actually got a wireless mic that we're going to walk around and talk to people at their cars.
Sure.
There too. So it's going to be a big event up there. We'll be there. Of course, the cruise will be on that Friday night on Hilltop. What time's that start?
The cruise starts at 6:30.
6:30.
Yeah.
Get there. Because parking early. Parking may be a problem in some areas because they block off everything.
Yeah.
Don't miss the cruise.
Yeah. And then if you don't see the cruise, come to the Civic Auditorium on Saturday the 30th. That's the really big show.
Yeah.
That's That's from 7 to 4, and a lot of stuff are going on there.
And if you bought that, bracelet,
All Access Pass,
if you get that pass and you buy them from Napa, you can see everything.
Yep.
Just walk in and show that, but it's also for the big show.
Yep. Okay. Asphalt Cowboys will be there. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That's right. They're having a breakfast there.
They do. Yeah. They have every year. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot. We're here with Ken Cosner and Matt Goodwin.
Carl, thanks for having us.
Oh, no. This is, it starts today. And we're going to be talking about it next week, too.
Yeah.
I can tell
you.
Great. Yeah. Can't wait to go see a few of these. Maybe even the one today. Wander down the street and look at it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
You bet. Okay. We'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The latest evidence of the horrors inflicted on Ukraine by invading Russian troops can be found in satellite photos. They appear to show mass graves near Mariupol.
Satellite images released by Maxar Technologies show what the company says are more than 200 mass graves in Manas, a town outside Mariupol, where Ukrainian officials say the Russians have buried as many as 9,000 civilians killed in the fighting. The images show long rows of graves stretching away from an existing cemetery.
That's correspondent Tim McGuire. In the U.S., sending another $800 million worth of military aid to Ukraine, along with tens of millions more in direct financial assistance to the Ukrainian government. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey declaring a state of emergency in Coconino County, where a devastating wildfire continues to rage. Preston Mercer with the Coconino National Forest says so-called tunnel fire has been a very tough challenge for firefighting crews.
The environment is not very friendly. It was blowing 70 miles an hour. Rocks were hitting everybody in the face. It was very smoky, and we're working directly in the heat. These guys are working incredibly hard.
He spoke to KNXV-TV. At least half dozen fires burning across the southwest amid concerns that gusty winds will make a comeback, making the job of firefighters all the more difficult and dangerous. Florida lawmakers have given final legislative approval to a bill that strips Disney of its special self-governing status. Governor Ron DeSantis, locked in a dispute with Disney over a parental rights law, is expected to sign the measure. Watching Wall Street this morning, stocks deep in the red. Right now, the Dow is down 513 points, a loss of 1.5%. The Nasdaq off 91, the S&P 55 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
In a bid to stamp out COVID, authorities in Shanghai taking a series of new steps, resulting in additional hardships for millions of people in the Chinese commercial hub, which has already endured a 3-week lockdown.
Authorities here show no sign of easing up in their determination to maintain China's now battered zero COVID strategy. In the worst-hit areas of Shanghai, people's homes will be disinfected. This will likely mean some residents are forced to move out temporarily, even those who've tested negative. It was also announced that in areas where the virus is most prevalent, local officials would force people who've tested positive to stay in their homes by attaching magnetic electronic alarms to their front doors.
The BBC's Robin Brandt. More than 24 Palestinians wounded. The latest clashes between rock-throwing youths and Israeli police in Jerusalem. News and analysis at townhall.com. A federal judge has temporarily blocked one state's pro-life statute.
That law effectively eliminated abortions in Kentucky after the state's two remaining clinics said they couldn't meet its requirements. The decision by U.S. District Judge Rebecca Grady Jennings was a victory for abortion rights advocates and a setback for the Republican-led legislature, which passed the law in March and then overrode Democratic Governor Andy Beshear's veto of the measure last week. Both of the clinics indicated Thursday that they would immediately resume abortions. Keith Peters reporting.
Health officials in Philadelphia say they're ending the city's indoor mask mandate, abruptly reversing course just days after people in the city had started to wear masks again amid an increase in COVID infections. The Board of Health voted yesterday to rescind the mandate. Once again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow is down 530 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Linda Bott. Now, Linda is taking care of home problems. I say problems. They're, you know, things that go wrong with your house. And so you have people coming in and they give you times like we'll be there between 8 o'clock Wednesday and 2 o'clock Friday morning. And could you just please stay there? Jared's with me. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
What's the weather look like?
It's currently overcast and 48 degrees. So it looks like it's going to clear up though today. We have a slight chance of showers. High of 67, a low of 44. Tomorrow is going to be sunny and clear with a high of 76, a low of 47. Sunday is going to be sunny and partly cloudy Sunday night with a high of 81, a low of 51. On Monday, it's going to be partly sunny with a chance of showers Monday night with a high of 79, a low of 52. Tuesday, we have a chance of showers, then mostly clear with a high of 73, low of 45. And Wednesday is going to be sunny with a high of 72 and a low around 46.
Okay. Hey, the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane treats their customers like warm friends. They have helped their customers through the years. This is one fine company. It's a veteran-owned company. The Kinneys have owned this company for over 20 years, and it's a family affair. His son and daughter have come up through the company and are working there, and you're not going to be sorry. By doing business with Shasta Gas Propane, they have discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. And let's go to the phones to our good friend, Susan Eastman.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are in the red after hawkish comments from the Fed that hinted at a half-point rate hike next month. The major averages, the Dow is down 487 points at 34,307. The S&P 500 is off 53 points at 4,339. The Nasdaq Composite is losing 94 points at 13,081. Active stocks this morning, United Airlines up $1.17 at $52.01. Ford down 28 cents, trading at $15.41. AT&T down 63 cents, trading at $19.59 per share. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.88%. Commodity prices are lower. Gold is down $16 an ounce at $1,937. Silver off 43 cents at $24.30 per ounce. And crude oil is down $1.54, trading at $102 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President, Stifel Investments, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, are you going to be going to any of the show and shines?
No, I'm going to help my parents move into a retirement home this weekend.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
it's a big move.
Oh my gosh, it is.
My dad said, we're not ready this week, but we love him and we're going to help him along the way. It's fine.
You are.
And
such
I want a good time this weekend.
Okay.
Rain or shine.
Okay.
That's right.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye. You bet. Hey, that's Susan Eastman from Stiefel Investments. You can reach her at 530-244-7199. She is just a person who knows her job, and she's just a very pleasant person to work with. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Hey, Carl. Happy Friday.
It is Happy Friday.
It is, because tomorrow no one can hurt you. You can be at home.
No one usually can hurt me during Monday through Friday either.
Anyway, on Sunday, on Jefferson State of Mind, at 9 a.m., we have Eric Jensen coming in for the full hour in lieu of last night's debate at the RCC. There were some interesting things brought up. I think it's going to be a great interview. We encourage people to listen.
Uh-huh.
At 9 a.m., it'll be archived, of course, as you archive all our programs. So you can go back and listen to it at your leisure. It'll be at 9 a.m., and if you have questions, you know, give us about 15 minutes to say a couple of things to ask a couple of things of Eric, and then fire away. So I think it's going to be a really enlightening program for everybody. That's a very important race, DA race.
Well, you know, here's we're having everybody on. You're having people on. There's, you know what? Nobody should ever say, well, I don't know anything about them. Because these races have led to everybody from the Chamber of Commerce to local programming to forums to all of these things. There's been numerous ones, and I urge people to go out. You know, listen to Terry's show. If you've got a question for Eric Jensen, the DA's job is a big job. Or any of these other places, just go out and see who's running, see what they're saying, because, you know, locally is where you have the power to do either make changes or to keep the status quo. It's up to the voters.
Yeah, you're right, and people really realize that that your local government does have a lot of power. You know, in the California Constitution, all the counties are legal subsidies, so you do have some power. We have the power of ordinance, which we have in Article 11 in the California Constitution. So as much as there's many things about the state that we don't agree with and don't like, there's a lot of freedoms in our constitutions if we use them.
That's true. Okay, Terry, that's going to be Sunday at 9 o'clock.
You bet, buddy. Have a good weekend. Enjoy those cars.
Thank you.
You bet.
Hey, you know, my guest for the 8 o'clock hour obviously thinks they're going to be here next week. And next week we're going to be out at Benton Air Park for the air show. So I grabbed, Ken Koster, and I'm keeping him here for a few minutes because for a couple other reasons. Is Ken, how long have you? Excuse me.
Excuse you.
How long have you lived here?
I moved here in early 1977 from the from Marysville, Yuba City area. We had a little ranch there. And that's when I got into cars. My dad bought me a go-kart. And
A go-kart.
And then driving the ranch truck around, he had 2x4s on the pedals so I can shift and brake and everything else. So I just got hooked on cars from that point on, but moved here in 77.
Now, it's kind of funny you said go-kart, because my family was into horses, and my sister didn't enjoy it that much, even though she's a great rider. And my dad bought her a go-kart back when she was just, 10, something like that. And the thing about it is that she's always been into cars since then. She has specific cars she likes to drive and all these. And so I'm wondering, when the kids start early.
I certainly did. My dad got us a go-kart. But we had 5 horses as well on our ranch, and I loved getting up early with my dad and riding horses, and I thought 1 horsepower, and when I learned about horsepower, and I go, man, these horses are fast for 1 horsepower.
There you go.
But then again, I always wanted to be an athlete. My dad had athlete's feet, and I wanted athlete's feet really bad because I thought if you're an athlete, you have to have athlete's feet. So I don't know. You know, it's funny.
You follow what's going on around here. I mean, you're a businessman in the community, and you see things going on. And I've never talked to you about this, so I'm kind of glad I could hold you over for a few minutes here. What do you think what's going on with Reading right now as far as business? What do you see?
Well, I like what downtown is doing. It's bringing some new business in, and they're out trying to get new business, which is important in Reading. But we also have to take care of people that have been here for a long time, the businesses that have been here proven, and talk with them and see what they need. I mean, when we had Skyway, we really didn't do business with Redding, California, per se. We did it with the world out of Redding.
Mm-hmm.
And that was good when we'd sell containers into Bangladesh and Europe and everything else. That money came in from another country, and that's good. That's good
money.
That
stayed around here, too.
That stayed around here.
Well, what was Skyway for people that are going, that sounds familiar, but they don't know what it is.
Yeah, a lot of people, when I say Skyway, they go, oh, the wheel people, the people that made we were the first ones in the world to make a plastic wheel, 20-inch wheel for a bicycle, when BMX and freestyle were just growing leaps and bounds. And we were doing, gosh, we were doing 75,000-80,000 wheels a month, shipping them all over the world. And it was just such an interesting sport, BMX and freestyle. I'm still involved with it somewhat.
What got you two into this? I mean, to start making wheels. Wait a minute. I got to take a break. When we come back, I want to ask you about that, because this was a huge business. I mean, like you said, you shipped everywhere in the world.
Oh yeah.
People been, the Chinese have wanted you to build your wheels over there.
Yes.
And you've just, thumbed your nose at them. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Alaska Airlines. You can fly daily nonstop from Reading to Seattle with Alaska Airlines, and with one stop get anywhere in the world. Enjoy a weekend in the Pacific Northwest or fly to Seattle to take the Alaska cruise. Book now at alaskaairlines.com/Reading. This and Avelo Airlines and all the things are opening up. We'll be right back and we'll get to Robert right after the break.
Falling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our summer sessions offer flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings. Plan a cool summer of hot classes by enrolling at Shasta College today. Summer session classes begin June 13th. Achieve more, earn more at shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Get your motors running and cruise down to Wind River Resort and Casino Sunday, April 24th for our annual Show and Shine. No need to sign up. This free event is from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. Space is limited, so get here early. Show your classic car and enjoy a hot dog meal, $10 free slot play, and a t-shirt. Additional hot dog meals available for $5. Favorite car wins $50 free slot play and a hotel stay. Bring the whole family and find your moment at the river.
Everyone should feel safe in Shasta County, period. This is Baron Browning. Being a father and a Marine, and the Mayor of Anderson has taught me that effective leadership comes from the willingness to put your own agenda aside and communicate with everyone. The people of Anderson did just that, and together we've made it one of the greatest and safest communities to live in. Let's make sure that all of our public safety personnel are not hamstrung with low funding and staffing by providing them the resources needed to keep our community safe. Vote Baron Browning for Shasta County Supervisor, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Remember us?
Yes, the Tula Kid?
Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier and all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. Hey, it's 8:20 in the morning here on the 22nd of April. It's 49 degrees out there. It's cloudy. And I forgot to mention is that the news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms open Tuesday through Friday. It's they have been in the business as long as we've been in the business, about 12 years. It's locally owned, locally operated. This is where we buy our guns. Why? Customer service. It's one-stop shopping, all the accessories, anything you can imagine that you want. He has it or he will get it for you. That's John Bastiani. Again, everything's in stock, fair prices, and veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222 or stop by 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. I'm here with my, it turned into Open Line Friday, and I have Ken Koster with me, but Robert's on the line. Robert, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. I actually wanted to follow Terry's call.
Sure.
Just because he kind of sparked in me what I was thinking yesterday when I was listening to you. First off, thank you. You guys do a good job, you in particular, your radio station writ large, but you in particular do a good job of getting people on there and asking good questions, and I just wanted to encourage you to keep on asking hard questions, no matter whether we agree or disagree with whoever the candidate or the politician is. You know, we have to hold them to the fire. We have to ask hard questions.
They have to at least be able to explain why they voted for something.
Exactly. Yes, sir. Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
And that's not being rude to them. That's just you voted for this. What was your reasoning on that? That kind of thing. Or what would you say you want to change this? How are you going to change this? Those kind of things.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And then along that vein, Carl, I wonder if it's possible that you could maybe open up a spot in your Facebook site or I don't know, mail in or call in or something. People that listen to the radio station that might be able to ask some questions. Maybe somebody can filter through them and find the ones that are, you know, that you think are real pertinent to to ask these candidates so that we do have a little bit more information than we might otherwise have. A little while ago, you said, you know, that there's no excuse for people not to know, you know, XYZ about these candidates. And, well, I mean, what if their question hadn't been answered? I mean,
that's true. Well, you know, what we have, that's a good point, Robert. You know, we also have a chat room that's open. If you go onto our website and you can just get into our chat room. And if you've got if there's a candidate there and I'm not asking a question, or if you've got a question, you just type it in there, because I'll take questions off that chat room all the time, you know, from listeners. So, but the other idea is good too. When I put out who's going to be on Facebook, you might be a good spot right there to say, hey, can you ask them about this? I appreciate input from our audience. Our audience is a smart audience. Talk radio is, you know, active listeners. But what you're saying is a good idea. So I've got that written down. When I have politicians or people running for political office, is to ask for questions in our Facebook.
Yeah, and if I could real quick, just put in your head maybe something to ask some of these guys is I want to know what we can do about this law that California has enacted that basically seals away parental rights once a child is 12 years old. I don't know about you, Carl, but I didn't know much of anything when I was 12 years old. If a doctor would have whispered in my ear that I should have done X, Y, or Z based on my size or how I felt or whatever, I might have gone along with the doctor. And that's the way it is right now. If a 12-year-old decides that they want whatever, some health thing, and doesn't want to discuss it with their parents, that doctor is legally not allowed to discuss it with their parents. We got to change that.
Well, you know what? I sincerely agree with you that a 12-year-old that's getting and this just because this is the big question now that want, you know, transgender type treatments, and you don't know about it as a parent. I mean, there's something wrong there. But then again, they've been letting children have abortions and not telling their parents about it too. State of California is also looking at a new assembly bill that says that you can that because it's not defined is talking about infanticide.
Yeah.
Thank you. Where they can do away with the child that's a month up to 28 days old after being born. Yeah. Yeah, it's in there. And it's scary. Absolutely scary. Okay, Robert, thanks so much.
Thanks, Cole.
You bet. Bye. I'm here with Ken Koster, and who had Skyway. So let's talk about Skyway here in this last 5 minutes about it. You came up with the idea, you and your partner. I'm not sure who came up with it, but you two got together, you and Perry, about making wheels. How did you get into that?
Well, that was the wheel thought was before Perry and I started. That was already going down in Los Angeles. Then when it moved up here, I thought I was going to be a veterinarian. I was going to veterinarian school. I was an AHT. I just thought, man, I was born on a ranch. I mean, but then I met the current founder of Skyway.
Yeah.
And he said, man, I like you. You ought to come and see the plant. Wasn't even finished yet. So I joined in 77, and then Perry followed through like in 78. But yeah, we both learned the business, which is important. You got to learn the business. You just can't walk in and say you know it all.
Yeah.
And we learned about molding. We learned about the technology to make a plastic wheel. Then we ended up buying our first mold machine in 1979, another one in 70, in 80, and then another one in 80. We just kept buying these big presses, and these things are 700-ton presses.
Wow.
That a lot of people in Reading didn't even know we were here, or they thought our headquarters were here and we manufactured in China. Everybody thought we manufactured in China, but every wheel had made in the USA, and that was important.
Well, the Chinese tried to get you to put a factory over there.
Yeah, they did.
Times.
Yeah, we went over there, and that was a trip to never forget. Well, Bangladesh was a trip that I never forgot.
Yeah.
China was really kind of crazy the first time. But, yeah, and they knew who we were, and they would say, well, is this how you do it? And I'd just have to give them a thumbs up. They're like, yeah, like I wasn't happy about explaining to them how to make a proper wheel that holds 90 PSI air in a tire that won't explode on impact. I mean, a lot of research went into that, a lot of research.
So I imagine that their compounds that you gave thumbs up on had nothing to do with reality then. I mean, I would have done that. Oh, yeah, that's the way I do it.
We in China?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they were doing everything wrong. And if you see China, they have their employees until the new year. Then they give them a bonus, and a lot of employees don't come back. They go to another job. Well, if you train these employees how to make a wheel, then they go to another wheel manufacturer and say, no, we're doing it wrong. Skyway did it this way. That's what bothered me.
Oh, yeah. So,
yeah. And then just the traveling, and I was blessed to be able to travel the world many times.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd have to say the
Bangladesh is a place I've never been to. Oh. So what, it's kind of synonymous with.
Well, I look like a Q-tip on the airplane, just to give you an idea.
Okay.
But it was different, and very nice people. The Bangladeshi people are very nice, and they made more bicycles for the UK, Britain market than anyone in the world. And they spec'd our wheels on them. All of a sudden, we're sending 4 or 5 containers to Bangladesh, and I thought, man, I better get on the plane and go see this factory. And it was a great factory.
Okay.
But you know, they just bought so many wheels, and I didn't realize that it was all duty free. The bikes that were made in Bangladesh went duty free to the UK. So it was, I said, this is a good market here.
Oh, well, it must have been.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with Ken Koster, from previously, owned Skyway Wheels, which was an international company. And it's surprising how many international companies we have in the Reading area that nobody even knows anything about.
True.
And they were making wheels, the plastic wheels for all the, for bicycles. And with a compound that they had developed, Skyway had developed, and, 700 ton.
700-ton machines, presses,
press these and out.
We had probably 40 different molds that we made in the plant because we had a big machine shop. And, man, it was just crazy. And then when the bicycle, BMX and freestyle kind of made a nosedive, we thought, hey, wheelchairs have nothing but wire wheels. We went to a couple of the big wheelchair manufacturers, said we can make a plastic wheel that you won't have to adjust spokes, blah, blah, blah. And that just took off for us.
Wow.
So,
well, that was good thinking.
That was good thinking.
Yeah. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Grant and Mike Huber. We were talking about the drag strip out there and what Tony Trimp has done out there.
Yes.
They're also paving a big area, so people that are into these motocross events and drifting events will have a place to do it too. Well, Mike's into that, but what he's really into is fixing your house so it's beautiful. He is a true, a true artist when it comes to granite or marble, slate, tile. He can fix your kitchen so that it is unique and beautiful. For a free consultation, give him a call at 241-STONE or learn more at estategranite.com. The fact is he works by appointments only. He's a very busy guy, but he's always got time to talk to people about something that you would like to do, your bathroom, your kitchen, something different. Estate Granite. We'll be right back.
Did you know Shasta County District Attorney's Office, under the leadership of Stephanie Bridget, has a history of violating the U.S. Constitution by withholding potentially favorable evidence from a defendant? Recently, a Shasta County judge was compelled to dismiss several felony charges for this very reason. Instead of apologizing, the DA's office retaliated by preventing the same judge from hearing another trial and sending a clear message to other county judges. If you expose us, we will retaliate. Stephanie Bridget's leadership has failed once again.
Paid for by a Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidates or candidates.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay?
time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Proven experience, fighting for you.
This is Stephanie Bridget, your Shasta County District Attorney. I've spent 2 decades fighting for your safety. I've personally prosecuted murderers, rapists, and child molesters, sending them to prison for life. I have met with and advocated for thousands of victims, giving them a voice against those that have harmed them. I am tough on crime and support a bigger jail. Vote for me, Stephanie Bridget, on June 7th.
Paid for by Stephanie Bridget for District Attorney 2022.
I'm Ed Rollman, a third-generation Shasta County native, business owner, and founder of the Merchants Crime Watch. District Attorney Stephanie Bridget has a 20-year proven record of fighting for the safety of Shasta County, including protecting local businesses from repeat offenders. That's why I support her re-election. We don't need someone like her opponent, a workers' comp lawyer with no experience who will need on-the-job training. Vote Stephanie Bridget for Shasta County District Attorney.
Paid for by Stephanie Bridget for District Attorney 2022.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is the 22nd of April. Cool April night starts today. If you come down to Market Street to the promenade area, there's going to be a show and shine this afternoon with music and food and all types of things there. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, a great place to shop, great selection of jewelry, everything from Native American to design, specially designed pieces. You could design your own piece of jewelry, and they'll help you with that, and then they'll build it for you. All this at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I'm here with Ken Koster, and who used to own Skyway Wheels, he and Perry Cremains, and talking about how many, you know, wheels they sold throughout the world and all that. He came in to talk about Cool April Nights, and we're going to talk more about, and then we started talking about business. We'll talk more about Cool April Nights right at the end. But, somebody asked a question, did the Chinese try to entice you? And, you know, I mean, to build over there. And yes.
Yes, they did. Yes. And, after a night of compying, you kind of have to keep your wits about you.
Oh, yeah.
And say, you know, because we bought some stuff from Taiwan and China. And, boy, the way we'd buy a frame and a fork, it was supposed to be 100% chrome Ollie, and half of it was tri-Molly, and it was just, and you pay for chrome Ollie.
Yeah.
I was just nervous that they weren't going to use the material that we have specified, off-spec material or whatever, and then all of a sudden you've got wheels breaking and tires exploding on the wheel, and it was just a scary thought.
Yeah.
And they just couldn't do it. The reason I went over there is because some of our manufacturers in the wheelchair industry moved their whole production to China, and they had asked if I would make wheels in China to go on their wheelchairs versus here. And I said, well, no, because quality. It's just quality based, and Skyway's always been known. Our trademark on the wheels was tough wheels.
Yeah.
And anybody listening that used to know Skyway, they know that they were tough. And I just was afraid that they weren't going to meet our specifications.
And then when that starts happening, then tough wheels gets a bad name. You're not going to do that
if they start breaking.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've got your name on it.
There you go. Going back to our here in Reading, and you've been here since 77.
Yeah.
Good changes and bad changes that you've seen over the years. Let's start with bad and then go to good, so it's, you know, better. So what have you seen that's kind of like you've gone, how did we get here?
That's a, without offending too many people, you know, some of the things I didn't know. Like, I try to do my own research on everything. I listen, but then I try to do my research.
Mm-hmm.
And, boy, when we started shutting down completely and businesses were going out of business and everything because of the COVID.
Yeah.
And I really felt for a lot of people. A lot of my friends lost a lot of businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, man, for what? I don't know. I know it was out there, but to shut everybody down and not have anything. I traveled a lot and it took a hit on anybody going out to a trade show or traveling or businesses or what have you. So that kind of threw me for a loop. And in the years of being here, I've seen good and bad. Some of the business aspects that happened, I thought were bad. Some of the decisions made. Seems like I said it before, they catered to new business coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, hey, this company's been around here since the 60s, 70s, 80s, and they seem to look the other way. So that I didn't like.
Okay. Homelessness. We've had the station for 12 years,
mm-hmm.
and of course, the homelessness started coming up probably in the last eight years, probably. everybody that runs for office pretty much comes through here, and they've all got these plans and what we need to do and all this, yet every year it gets worse. Are our hands tied? I mean, what kind of impact do you think homeless and if there's, like, you can go anywhere. I mean, you go to Sacramento, it's a lot worse. You go to other places, it's a lot worse. But still, we have an impact right here.
We do. And I'm going to Tiger Field.
Okay.
They had to put a wrought iron fence around that whole thing because Rick Bassetti, who owns it, I mean, we're going to do a nice car show there. But that's one of his concerns is, you know, there's a big homeless camp right next door near the library.
Yeah. The library.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. When you think of that.
But I don't know. I don't go and talk to the homeless people. I should. Maybe I could get a better idea. But who was that sheriff in
Arizona?
Arizona. Apria?
Pyro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sheriff Joe.
Now, to me, that tent city thing wasn't a bad idea either. And if you don't want to live in a tent, then get a job and go out and work and do something for society. When I see the homeless laying around doing nothing, somebody's taking care of them. I mean,
somewhere.
I don't know.
There's got to be a plan.
There's got to be a plan. I mean, I don't know. I think you put them in a home, they're going to be homeless in another 3 months.
I think in some cases, you're right. I think maybe even in the majority cases. But homelessness has been had an impact here and something that you've seen growing. crime.
But where do they come from? What proposition several years ago, I don't remember what it was,
where
they were
AB 109,
where they were letting,
Prop 47,
where they were letting
Prop
people
now.
Out of prison. Those are mainly your homeless people, and they'd rather live on the streets than in a cell. They don't want to work.
I know. It's kind of frustrating.
It's very frustrating.
But see, you're talking like probably the majority of the people here is that this problem has now grown to the point where people are going, they're starting to accept it, or you know, when you're trying to fight about it, you know, like we've got a guy, not all the time, but three doors down, that storefront is not being used right now. He's gone into the little alcove there, and he stays there and sleeps there, has his dog there. In that, and I mean, you just kind of—I mean, he's not somebody that bothers you or anything like that. But still, he's on the street, and what kind of impact does that have on businesses right here when you're having to walk past that?
On businesses, and you go to Sacramento or you go to the Bay Area, you can't walk down these streets that you used to be able to walk on.
Yeah.
I mean, they had a feces map. How does it get to that? I don't.
San Diego was spraying their streets with a bleach mixture to try and keep hepatitis down because they were having a huge hepatitis epidemic down there. I don't know what the answer is to this, except it's got to be something where you can take the people who are petty criminals. You got to get them off the street. I think having a new jail, and I think we've really got to work hard at this. Is getting a jail out there that can take, you know, some of these criminals off the streets, and then start, when you've got them, then maybe you can start helping them. But they're not volunteering to go down and get help.
No.
Okay.
That would certainly help.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, a veteran-owned business, the only place I've had my haircut. I really like this place. I think Tim and Logan are just great young men. They do a great job on your hair. They work by appointments only, so you don't have to sit there and wait, even though I really kind of enjoyed that. Listening to everything going on, catching up on all the car and track and outdoor magazines they had down there. You can give them a call at 244-9478, Man's Last Stronghold. It's right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's, which is a great place to have lunch and a great barbecue place there. 8:46 in the morning, 50 degrees, and we'll be right back.
Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Did you know staying active can reduce your risk of developing Alzheimer's and dementia by 45%? 2.5 hours of moderate physical activity each week is recommended. Activity for 15 to 20 minutes a day can make a difference. Take a walk, go for a swim, or dance in your living room. For more healthy brain tips and resources on Alzheimer's and dementia, visit ShastaHealthyBrain.com. This message is from Shasta County Health and Human Services, supported by the California Department of Public Health Alzheimer's Disease Program Healthy Brain Initiative.
Freshen up your home with spring decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson, featuring antique lamps and lighting, desks and dressers, linens and love seats, and more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 to 6. Sunday, noon to 5. Closed on Tuesdays. Call 530-365-1399. That's 530-365-1399.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find a register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Friday, my friends. See, what's going on this weekend? Let me think. Of course, the Safari Club International banquet. I think that's pretty much sold out. That's tomorrow night at Wind River, but Cool April Nights is starting today. I got Ken Koster here, and he came on at 7:15 this morning. I just kept him, because he's been a businessman in town and mover and shaker there, international business with Skyway, the Tough Wheels. And so let's finish up here a little bit with the Cool April Nights. We got one today.
We do, just down the street. At the
right
Promenade.
Down the street from us on Market Street.
Yep.
And that's going to have, it says here, music and Viva Downtown is involved in that one.
Ion and Viva Downtown.
Yeah.
Music. There's going to be a lot of restaurants and bars opened up, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Now, on Saturday, we've got, so if you can't make it downtown today, it's tomorrow, Lithia has got one. And Lithia, you can actually enter to win a new engine.
Yeah, buy a raffle ticket.
Yeah. And then Anderson River Park Show and Shine tomorrow, Big League Dreams tomorrow, Sundays, Kent's, Wind River, Colt 45's on Sunday down there in the Tiger Field, Willow Springs, Memory Care.
That's a new one for us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude's
Drive-In. About time.
Yeah.
A new owner at Dude's there, Chris. I've been trying to get Dude's, because what a better place to have classic cars than Dude's Drive-In.
What was the one that just got... You know, it was torn down in the last couple of years.
Jeans was crazy good. It was Dude's kind of, I mean, Pops 50 kind of took that over.
Okay.
You ever go there on a Thursday night? Phew.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And they're going to have on Monday at Foothill High School, they're going to be providing entertainment, their music department, for an evening. You can support this amazing program and get a hamburger, cheeseburger, bag of chips, entertainment. And they're at Foothill High School. And let's talk about the one-stop shop where you can get a bracelet that's good for any of the events for $25 for the whole week.
Yeah, at all Napa stores.
All the Napa stores. Just go in there, plunk down your $25. You can go to the big car show on Saturday, next Saturday, a week from Saturday. And then we would be remiss if we don't remind everybody about the cruise that happens a week from today.
A week from today. People were saying, going wild on crazy on my cell phone saying, isn't it today? Isn't it today? No, it's next Friday, the 29th, 6:30.
There was another media outlet that was talking about it being today somehow.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how that happens.
I'm just going, wow, I don't either. But a couple of things on Saturday that I didn't mention yet. It's going to be kind of cool. Well, we have Raffle City going on, and there's some great raffles. Rana's, who runs Raffle City, has great raffle items that you could buy raffles tickets there Saturday from 8 to 3. And then we're doing something kind of new. We're doing a poker walk, not a poker run, where you drive a car and go and pick up cards, and then the winning hand wins, $1,000. Well, this is a poker walk. So you're just going to walk to different areas inside the Civic Auditorium where all the cars are on Saturday.
Okay.
I can't tell you when or where, because they're going to give you a map, and then you got to go and get to these locations inside the...
Inside the Civic, though. I mean, it's not like you're going to have to walk 12 miles.
No. And it's kind of unique, because it's always been a poker run where you get in your car and drive to different destinations. So that's going to be a fun deal.
Now, on Wednesday, the 27th, Reading Drag Strip Show and Shine. Now, the Reading Drag Strip, you told me something during the break. It's the oldest drag strip
in the nation.
In the nation.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's now Motorsports Park, and Reading Motorsports Park, and they have done some really nice things to that area. So if you want to go see it, go to the Show and Shine on Wednesday, 3 to 6.
You know, there are Show and Shines all through this week, everywhere from Riverview to the Hen House to Save Mart. When Save Mart has a giant basket grocery cart.
Oh, it's a red grocery cart with I think it's a 350 engine. It's a nice engine. And they drive it inside the cart. They'll sit up on top of the cart. It's huge. You can't miss it. And that'll be out on the cruise next Friday.
And we want to remind you that next Friday we're going to be up at Benton Air Park for their Show and Shine, put on by O'Reilly Auto Parts. And the wristbands, again, let me just remind everybody, you can buy one wristband for $25 at any Napa store.
All access, and get into everything.
Everything. You don't have to, you won't have to pay 10 here, 10 there, like some of the places will charge. Okay. How long have you been involved in this?
Oh, I've been showing my cars since probably day one. I had a Corvette. I still have the Corvette. And that was when they allowed any year. But I've been involved with them, but then on the board now for about 6 years.
Okay, been on the board.
Yeah.
And this is all volunteer, right?
All volunteer.
Yeah.
And believe me, we don't sleep this whole week, but we have a great time putting it on. There's 14 of us that put the whole thing on, and about 400 volunteers, which are fantastic. No one's paid. All the proceeds will go to different kids programs at the end of the whole thing when we sit down and write checks, which is a great day.
Yeah.
In 2019, we gave $43,000 away, and we're just shy of $1 million that we've given out, and we'll hit that this year.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
And see, this is the other thing. All that money stays here.
Stays here to all the, we try to cater to all the kids programs, and we have a list of them, and it's a fun day for us to finally relax, get the show done, and then go through who we want to give money to. And that's a great day.
Now, if you want to find out where all the events are, you just go to, cool with a K. Cool April Nights, NITES.com, and look at the schedule, which is what I've been looking at.
Get the schedule of events. I print it. Go ahead and print it. Take it in your car and decide which shows you want to go to. It's going to be a fun week.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for hanging around,
Carl,
here.
Carl, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, you have some cars out there, too, right?
I do.
And what kind of cars do you have? You have the muscle cars.
Yeah, and that's our theme this year, muscle. And if you see somebody with a nice blue volunteer shirt, we have local schools. The kids draw cars, and we have a stack, hundreds of them. And then we have to choose one car, and we chose one gal that drew this car. It's a 70 Chevelle SS that was outstanding. It was unanimous by us, and that's what's on our T-shirt. So when you see the blue volunteer shirts by these volunteers, thank them and take a look at that shirt. It's awesome. It's really awesome.
Again, thanks so much for being with
us
today.
Carl.
Everybody, hey, you have a great weekend. We got a lot of things going on this weekend with Cool April Nights starting. And when Cool April Nights finishes next Saturday.
Sunday.
Next Sunday.
Yeah,
a week
May
from,
1st.
On May 1st. Then we take a deep breath.
Yes.
Because here comes Ready
here
and Rodeo.
Comes Rodeo.
Here comes Rodeo.
You bet.
And it'll be another week of great things happening,
too. A lot of fun.
Yeah. Thanks a lot again. And
thank
everybody,
you, Carl.
Have a good weekend. Go out and see the show and shine.
See
go down
shows.
To Napa Auto Parts, get a wristband for $25, and it's good for anything all through the week. Be safe out there. And remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.